KSL News Time 6:58. We're starting a bit early because there's, well, so much to talk about. Emergency, triple team traffic. Great job this afternoon, guys. It's appreciated. You've all worked hard. Ricky Meese, start us off.
Well, the snow has slowed down the drive, and we're still seeing slower than normal speeds on all the valley freeways, including I-215's belt route around the valley, I-80 to the west, where we also have an accident eastbound on I-80 at 7200 West and the 21st South Freeway. Your main secondaries and side streets also slow, but it's to the east where we're getting hammered. I-80, I-215's east and south belts, but I-80 and Parley's. We've had about 4 to 5 different accidents on I-80 in Parley's Canyon between the mouth and Jeremy Ranch, and that's where it is snow-packed and very slow. Use extreme caution if you're traveling between Summit and Salt Lake counties. Michelle?
I-15 in Utah County is showing improvements, but you're still going to see slowdowns from Point of the Mountain through American Fork. Then State Road 92 is also showing intermittent delays through that area. And then finally, Highway 89 is showing some very solid delays between Thistle and Spanish Fork. Mark?
Well, the north commute, northbound I-15 is looking a lot better, but folks are just traveling a little bit slower because of the wet weather. You're going to have those conditions rolling all the way up to Clearfield, SR-193. Worst of the stretch along the way where the traffic is slowest, really only in about Gentile Street, Layton, 215 sluggish at the north end. Legacy Parkway looks a lot better. 80% of Utah's professional MBA students receive promotions, and students average a 30% salary increase by graduation. The best investment you can make is in yourself. Now's the time. Visit PMBAUtah.com. Mark Jackson and the KSL Traffic Center.
This